We're back on the record. Mr. Taylor. Have we covered off those first three issues under the December 7th ruling? I think we have.
I think we've covered pretty much everything that needs to be discussed.
All right. And then
I just wanted to touch on the OE, or the benefits issue number three was this. The reason that it was brought before the ARO was by the adjudicator was that it was not for lack of a job search, but for the suitability of the sub. He felt that it was suitable.
The ARO.
The ARO's decision. Well, it was the adjudicator's decision to the ARO, which I believe was October 2000.
Yeah,
I didn't find that.
The adjudicator's is an addendum 3, page 237. Is that what you're after? You're talking about the ARO, but the adjudicator, Mr. Riviere.
Yes. That's 2004.
Sorry, that's the one.
That might be in.
That's the one I had noted
yes,
as leading to the December 04 ARO decision. Why I did that, I'm trying to find out.
He states the same reason, but I believe it was earlier. It was
in my note about those R1 and D1 dates, because I've got 3 years between D1 and R1. So I think you're right. It's December 1, 01.
It's been 2 years.
01
to 03.
Yeah, so that's the same. Thank you.
What did you want to do, Mr. Taylor?
Oh, you brought up the point in his later letter on 237 of the Redmond's where you mentioned it.
Well,
which he was just saying that. Wanted the adjudicator's decision in regards to issue number 3 of December 7, 2004.
Is that not it?
No.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm confused. What are you looking for now? The ARO decision?
No, the adjudicator's decision that was referred to the ARO.
Are you sure that's not the decision?
It's in October.
When was the actual day of the ARO hearing?
December 7, 2004.
Well, that's the decision date. Was it an oral hearing or was it done
written?
Written. Okay.
Now, what are we looking at? Riviera's confirming letter about T running out on the board. Is that what we're looking for?
I think the
that would be helpful. Do you have that?
It's on page 243.
Of addendum?
Yeah. Addendum 3 is written by Mr. Taylor, August
30,
2004.
March
12, 2004. 243? Yeah. No, just a straight letter.
That's just confirming that the fellow was.
Right.
I think the worker was looking for the decision on.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. From when you lost your job at Mississauga.
Yeah.
Up until your first employment, there was a decision on benefits for that period, and that's what you're looking for, Mr. Taylor?
Well, I found the objection form, which is on page 239, and it refers to the March 12, 2004 letter. And that was here.
March 12th letter 250, and another letter 253. I think they're both the same letter. Yeah.
Because I start from the back, I tend to pick up the later.
Again, that's your one.
Are you trying to find the reasoning for the denial? Is that what you're looking for? Why benefits weren't paid to, well, fell benefits weren't paid to?
Yes, from the adjudicator.
I thought that was 247. I mean, you corrected.
Okay, Mr. Riviere's letter is one October 6, 2004, and it's addendum number 5.
But in the objection, it's mentioned for March 2004 is the letter, which was on 2.
Well, that's 253.
That's the one we looked at.
I'm in a different addendum here, and it's okay. October 2004.
What page was that?
Page 23 of addendum 5, and it talks about temporary benefits from April 2003 to February 2004, from June 2nd, 2004 to present.
I think that's the same one.
That's the same one as 237 and addendum.
Three.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so that's my call.
Well, this is the problem. I keep repeating this stuff.
Well, I think this is, I mean, this is the rationale that was essentially used, Mr. Taylor, that they felt that they had already retrained you and you had the skills and abilities to find other work.
That's right. That's
and
what
remember
I
you
to
told
confirm.
Us that you called the Claims Adjudicator and said, well, you know, we've retrained you.
Right.
And we consider that the suitable step.
Right.
And that's it.
For the LOE, yes.
Yeah.
So that's the connection I just wanted to draw.
Yeah,
and
I just
confirm.
Want to clarify that because of your accident date, it's not LOE, and
I understand that. The Vice Chair pointed that out in January about the LOE issue.
We see materials from the board from time to time that makes the same mistake because they're dealing with the modern regime post-98. That's the LOE regime, and they use it when they're dealing with a pre-98 accident, which is yours. So, FEL.
And initially, you were on temporary benefits, but once you receive a FEL, after your D1 FEL decision, mm-hmm. then you would be entitled to a FEL plus a supplement. So temporary benefits don't apply anymore.
I was confused about the benefits issue.
So
when I appealed in the objection form, it was just benefits.
That's okay.
I think I just explained
to you that actually for the period that you're seeking benefits for when you lost your job at Mississauga,
right.
from April 03 or March 03 to when you started, you're actually seeking full, you've got a FEL award, we're seeking your FEL
right.
as a supplement.
So then issue 3 is really issue 4. Like issue 3, which is denial of entitlement to lost time benefits.
No, they're not exactly the same thing.
Because she's quoting and she's the, sorry, is this the exhibit 1? Who wrote this? Sandra Barra. She's quoting the ARO. But in the ARO's decision of December 7, 2004.
Page 10.
That's 3, yeah. She says workers also requesting payment of LOE benefits from April 2003.
No,
so that's a mistake.
Yeah, it should be self-supplement.
Because my decision was based on the adjudicator's decision of the FEL.
Which decision?
March 12, 2004. So that was the issue. It wasn't LOE benefits or lost time benefits. It was actually FEL benefits, as you're saying. That's right.
FEL supplement.
FEL supplement, right.
Yeah, you were looking for benefits, full benefits for that period.
Okay.
And at this point, what we call them is you didn't get full benefits while you were looking for other work after you lost the Mississauga job.
That's right, aside from the partial.
Okay.
It's just the only point I wanted to bring up was is just the two issues are actually one.
That's what I'm not clear on. You're saying issue the D1 and FEL1 awards, the objection to those awards.
Because you're saying the benefits are a partial FEL, right? Well, isn't number 4 the FEL issue?
No, it is quite complicated, but.
Yes.
It is.
Very.
And for issue number 3. You're looking for benefits for the period that after you lost your job in Mississauga.
Which, as you said,
because you're already getting a FEL award,
mm-hmm.
which is that $1,200 and whatever you're getting per
right.
month.
Right.
The only time you can get full benefits is, I don't have the act in front of me, but anyway, it's FEL supplementary benefits. And you can get them if you're involved in either a vocational rehabilitation program or a medical health care program of some
right.
sort.
There are 3 cooperating issues.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're seeking, it appears, you're getting your FEL, you're seeking a FEL plus a supplement for that period based on the fact that you were in a self-directed LMR,
right.
labor market reentry program.
It's just, I don't want to give the impression of doubling up.
No,
because
that
obviously wouldn't happen, but I don't want to say that I'm trying to be greedy.
But once you get to
like
the
that.
Other issue, the FEL, the objections to the FEL at D1 and R1, those are very separate issues.
Right.
Those are because those decisions are based on what the board deemed you were able to earn once you're involved in your LMR program.
Yeah. There are two things here. One is the entitlement to the supplement driven by what you say was a legitimate self-directed job search.
Correct.
The other is the question of whether they used the right numbers to calculate your FEL award at D1 and R1. And they, what, I now lost, I know that,
December 01 is the D1.
Yeah, I haven't. December 01 and December 03.
Right.
And that's addendum 3. I've got it noted, page 253. I think Mr. Wheeler is kind enough to take us there. Is the.
It's just, I was just trying to see, like, maybe one of them we don't need to get into because we've already discussed the benefits issue.
Well, are you.
Because I was puzzled about the FEL issue.
Okay. But you've come to us today and told us that you don't think that SEB was appropriate.
That's correct.
And, like, originally, you can pay full benefits, right, except from December 03, I think from the R1 date. For
D1,
you were paid full benefits.
Yes, like the fill in the supplement.
You were involved with
yeah.
labor market reentry
school yes.
and all that. By December 03, you had lost your job in Mississauga in March of 03.
Correct.
Okay.
And then it was just the fall.
So in December of 03, you had no job. And the board looked at you in December 03 and said, we've retrained you with the SEB of network
engineer, and
that we deem that to be suitable for you, and as a result of the loss in earnings, the difference between what you earned before your injury and what you'd earned at that particular SEB, they deemed it to be whatever the amount was, $1,200 and something.
Right.
In fairness, I think I should say that according to the letter at 253 of addendum 3, the number they used as the base was not the entry level for the NOC or NOC category, but was the actual wage paid by the city. Those are not necessarily the same thing, but at 253, it's stated by Mr. Riviere that the new employer was going to pay you a 40-hour work week at $14.50 an hour. And that was what was in the city letter.
That's correct, yeah.
And what he says two paragraphs down, one of them only one line, your R1 FEL award for the period through December of last year is $12.82, based on 85% of the difference between your pre-accident earnings driving the truck as escalated over time by inflation, and the earnings from the new employer. So it's apparent that that's the basis upon which the 1282 was calculated. 85% of that difference between $14.50 and your $25 an hour rate as a trucker. Okay?
That's how I understood how the
now,
worked.
We may be able to close this off.
Okay.
Are you objecting to that, the arithmetic?
No.
No. Are you objecting to the use of the 1450?
No.
So, to
it
that...
It was just the suitability of the SEB, I'm sorry.
Understood. But that's the supplement issue that
okay,
Ms.
Right.
Ferrari has talked about. When it comes to the actual number crunching side of this, and the use of your pre-accident rate of pay as a trucker,
mm-hmm.
and the subsequent use of $14.50 an hour, the city rate, to calculate the $1,282, you're not objecting to that.
No.
So that, to put it very bluntly, sir, and it just I think you're absolutely right in these answers, paragraph item number 4, page 10 of that same addendum 3,
Page 10, sir?
Yeah.
That's the decision.
This is the ARO decision.
Right.
When Mrs. Rubino says the D1 and R1 fell awards are confirmed as being correct, you've just told us, I think you have, that you agree with her.
Okay, yes.
Nothing to do with the SEB.
That's right.
I'm not sure that Mr. Taylor actually comprehends what he's agreeing to.
We have a quick caucus.
I just want to, because I think what he said before I entered into this dialogue, pardon me while we're still on the record,
sure,
is that he thinks that fourth item.
Yeah, I don't think he said, he doesn't think the math was done incorrectly, but I think that's clearly
that's right,
separate from whether or not he thinks that they should have used that number.
Like, I just wanted to quickly refer to the objection form that I filled out. And that will give you my intent at the time.
Well, all right.
And I don't...
I
just
think your objection form asked for Dennis. It's right near...
I just had it a minute ago.
It's right near that...
253?
It's near 253.
Yeah, two. Is it?
Here, page 239, 240.
Yeah, page 240. And it says to pay full temporary benefits for April.
That's
new
the time
LMR
that
plan.
You lost your job.
It doesn't say anything about the fill.
And a new LMR plan. And an option to look at self-employment.
You know, like that was the adjudicator that pulled in the fills. That's why when I saw in the appeal, I was confused. He added that.
Well.
But he would, because it's
no,
part of an appeal.
If you're arguing to the board that the SEB is wrong.
Right.
And the SEB is based, when they make those D1, R1, R2 decisions, it's based on that SEB. So if you're coming to the board and saying, this SEB is not appropriate for me, then you're questioning also simultaneously?
That's
the
only
earning,
question I have
the
with the
earning
to
go with the SEB.
That's right.
On which the D1, R1, R2 are based. So it's sort of, you know, you can't separate them out. I think that's probably why he included those in decision, because ultimately that's the bottom line.
That's right. If the SEB is not suitable, then the FEL wouldn't be, I guess.
They'd have to relook at the...
I would be ultimately looking at.
They would have to look at the FEL decisions again. If
that's right.
Yeah.
To relook at everything.
Yes, but...
They would reinvestigate.
Mr. Taylor, you started by saying you thought perhaps number 4 in this list was redundant of number 3.
That's right.
Ms. Ferrari described to you the difference between your claim for a supplement based on your self-directed program and the objection that's recorded in the material to your FEL calculations at B1 and R1. I then invited you to agree that it was, well, it's your position that the use of the city's pay rate was not objectionable. Ms. Ferrari then said, well, perhaps he doesn't understand. I'm now looking at your letter to the board of...
Attached to the objection.
Yeah, of it's not dated, but it's at page 245. Same thing. So we're still in addendum 3.
Okay.
245 and over at 46... Page 246, towards the bottom, you address
242?
This.
242?
246 of 270.
Oh, mine's at 241 and 242.
Which addendum is that?
Number 3?
Yeah, that's
241 and 242. Okay, my numbers are different.
Okay.
Maybe it's duplicated later on.
246. That's what I meant.
But this is attached to the...
No, it's a different letter.
Oh, it's a different letter. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah.
And in the bottom of that page 246, the second letter, or first, I'm not clear, you actually quote precisely the paragraph from the ruling that I quoted 3 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then you talk about the fact you're concerned that it's at 85% instead of 90%.
He later in another letter corrects himself and says that the calculations were based on 90%, not 85%, and that he misquoted himself by stating 85%.
All right. So, assuming they used the correct percentage under the pre-97 Act, all right, is it your position, leaving aside the suitability of the SEB and the whole issue of your entitlement to supplemental benefits on the basis of your self-directed program, are you saying they should have, and leaving aside the impact of a different SEB on that pay rate, assuming the SEB of IT work leading to your city career were to be confirmed here, or to put it differently, taking the fact that they were confirmed by the ARO in the December 7 decision, are you saying they should have used some other number besides the pay rate of the city?
Is that amount, that 14, how much was it?
1450.
Is that a general, generally accepted entry level
yes.
wage for that type of work?
Up and down, like $2 or $3, less or minus. I've seen some jobs as high as 17 or 18 to start.
But the board usually has entry level.
Yeah, they use the NOT code entry level. There was, I just remember
seeing
it.
Do you know what those amounts were?
No. It was right at the...
Around 1450?
Yeah, 1475. That's why, like, I don't really take issue with the 1450 with the city.
In terms of that particular
because
job.
Because to my recollection, it was pretty close to what the NOT was.
For entry level.
Correct.
Or to put it differently, the city paid you.
Right.
The NOC level, entry level wage rate.
Yes.
As close as.
Yes, very close, yes, to my recollection.
And you felt that the city was paying you a marketable wage, something that was comparable to the marketplace.
Yes, yes.
And that was for the 6 months. They would have gone up after that, after the probation?
Well,
I assume, yeah. There was, like, they don't
okay.
get into that, but, I mean, everybody else was making more money.
So had you stood the course in June of oh,
if things worked out.
Three. Is that the line right here?
Yeah, March of 03.
March of 03, yes.
You would have expected a pay rise at the end of your probation. Correct?
Yes.
And as was pointed out before we broke earlier, we don't have the R2 recalculation of your fellow award here today.
It was just done
yeah,
this
just
December.
Done. It was just
December
done.
January.
Well, the actual date was December 06.
I thought it was an addendum like the last addendum.
It's not before us, it's in this.
No, no, sorry.
Yeah.
But when you say you don't have it, I thought you meant...
I meant...
Okay, no problem.
I
sure.
meant we're not seized with jurisdiction to deal with any ruling at the board over that calculation.
No.
So... Do you still want a caucus?
Yeah,
I'd
like
to quit talking. All right. For the
I will go off the record. Sorry, Mr. Wheeler.
No,
thank you.
Come back.
3 or 4 minutes here.